Hello, beautiful ones. Anne Ribley here, and I want to honor and welcome you to what a beautiful energy, this eclipse transformational energy that we have here at the full moon, the April full moon that's on a weekend that symbolizes not only the getting to the truth in the heart of us, because it is a blood pink full moon, which is symbolized by the simultaneous sunset and sunrises in that precise alignment that the earth, the moon, and the sun get in. And that alignment, the energy of it, whether we see it or whether we're there for it, it's what is nature is symbolizing to us to understand in our own nature. The questions come up a lot as to what time exactly is this eclipse. And I just want to assure you that to access your own balance of understanding with yourself and the nature of the world around you, you don't have to witness it visibly and be there at that precise moment. Although you can, if that works within the sacred unfoldment for what is synchronizing in your own time. So I have been doing these full moon and new moon rituals for years and teaching that to others. And one of the gifts that I know is so powerful is understanding that there isn't an exact way to do it right. It's all about your heartfelt intention that you allow yourself to get into alignment with during this time. So for those of you that have been asking about when exactly is the eclipse going to take place, where you might see the reddish or pinkish cast, which really represents an energy of connection. And connection is always getting to the heart-centered place, that God source connection of who we are, that spiritual connection. And in the northern hemisphere, it's going to be more on the sunrise. And so you can look as to where you're at in the map, or it would be in the sunset time frame, more in like in the Australian area. So just look at where you're at, and depending on where you're at in the globe, this is a global audience I'm talking to. So it could be your sunrise or sunset. However, you don't have to visibly see the moon do the eclipse in order for you to access the energy that's available. That's what I want you to know, is that it's all about when you can create, and you have all weekend to do it. When you can create that sacred time of connection to get to the truth of the heart matter for yourself, of what's important at this time, there's important questions that we can ask that this energy symbolizes, and in our own ability to get into alignment with what is the truth of us that's ready to connect deeper and fuller in our relationship with something. So look at your life. And these are important questions, because the heart of truth is asking for healing in some relationship in your life, whether it be with a person, whether it be how you are in relationship with your body, with your purpose, your career, your job, relationship with your financial affairs. What transforming energy at this time is asking for you to create your own spiritual resurrection? That's what this energy of this weekend, it's symbolically a really potent weekend of us allowing the resurrection of our own spiritual remembrance of who we are and our own possibilities. So it's shedding that which is holding us back. That's what the spiritual resurrection allows us to do, is to move into the higher ascension and light of who we are, and being more in alignment with that divine purpose of our lives, of our heart-centered place of truth. So when is the best time to create a ritual to release anything? What I call writing it right, writing down that which needs forgiveness, that which is heavy, that which is holding back your own soul's expression into its best matching rapport with the world around you, is writing it right. releasing the energetic entanglements that if they stay upon you too long, they can turn toxic, they can become burdens, and they can become sources of sabotage in our lives. So releasing that, writing it right, finding your sacred moments, throwing it into the fire, allowing the element of transformation to represent your own transformation. And during this time, when we are sensitive to it and our heartfelt intentions are true and we create that sacred time, we do experience our own miraculous ability to attune to the healing and transformation that's already inherent in us that wants to emerge. I call that getting into rapport with that soul stamina that's within us, that wants to come forth, that will carry us through all situations in our life, that will help us be on purpose, help us transcend whatever is the current paradigm that's not working for us, and allow us to have a resurrection to the soul truth that sits in the heart of your truth, that's in the connection of this life that belongs to you. So ask yourself these important questions right now. What do you need a new relationship with? I know for myself personally, I am going deeper in my relationship of truly respecting this gift of life that I have. And how does that show up in my life? It shows up in a way that I am holding the accountability in my life in a place where I don't allow myself to be disrespected, whether it be from my teenage son or whether it be from situations that are disrespectful to the soul of me, of what I'm here to do. And allowing myself to own that place of light and self-respect from the heart truth of who I am. And how can I carry that forward into all the aspects of my life? That's a biggie that I'm working on for this one, is really shedding areas that I've allowed myself to be configured in places that have been disrespectful to the spirit of myself and to my world around me. And it shows up, all of the things that each of us are working on, it shows up in micro areas and maybe in macro areas and bigger areas. And so allow your own acknowledgement, your own awareness to bring forth that alignment of truth, getting to the heart of it, of what your soul is here to live forward with ease and grace. I know that's a big part of the teachings that I share. The rose does not have to try so hard to be a rose. It just unfolds with ease and grace, its own knowing. So let this time be a remembrance of your own ease and grace to move to the resurrection of your soul, your spirit, to rise up to the greatness that you're here to live and be and experience, and let your heart be filled with peace in this knowing. Let it be healing and transforming. Let it touch all aspects of your life. The mantra that I'd put out for this week was, today I smile bigger and brighter and more. And let this time of the fullness, when we move into shedding regrets, we relinquish heaviness, we let go of burdensome problems, things that have been heavy in our heart. Let us move into the smile that's within us, in the soul of us, the smile that sits at the soul of us. And let that smile infuse into every cell of our being, down to our heart organ. Let your heart organ, the cells in your heart, the vitality of your heart smile. Let there be healing. Let your stomach, your intuition, your gut, your feelings that sit in the gut of how we process life, let that smile. Feel the energy of light bringing the smile of your soul to every cell in your being. Let it smile into your life. Let this time of the full moon bring light to all that's heavy, that wants to go, that's no longer serving you, so that you may move in closer to the smile of your soul. I thank you for this time and this connection, and it's important, and the work that you're doing is important. Some of you are new to this process, and some of you have been following this work and doing your rituals during the time of the full moon and the new moon, which is a simple spiritual practice of alignment, of allowing yourself and your soul to synchronize from your inner world with your outer world, and using the natural movement of our world around us, with the moon being that symbol and that real magnetic energy that is moving the oceans and moving and stirring life here on Earth. So I commend you for that. I've received such wonderful testimonials about people's lives changing. I had somebody who just emailed me recently who looked at their new moon manifesting list from 6 months ago, and how almost 90% of it manifested and materialized for them. Just received another one from someone who manifested a new car. And we can manifest and bring forth new creations, new ideas, hopefulness for ourselves, hope and light in our dreams as we remove the clutter. We declutter the energetic entanglements that would block or sabotage the way. So if you're new to this process of learning about the full moon and the new moon, I invite you to check out my full-length teleseminars where I go in deep about the symbology and the meaning and the energy and how we can use this spiritual practice. Because if we do this just twice a month during the full moon and the new moon, we make our spiritual alignment to that sacredness of our soul and what wants to synchronize in our lives for our own healing and our own balance and our own transformation. And if our lives just improved 5% each moon, each full moon, 5% each new moon, that's 10% a month. Our lives will change drastically. That's 120% in a year. It's phenomenal, the results I've seen in my own life. And it's miraculous for me to get the feedback and hearing how that is happening in other people's lives as well, simply by synchronizing and healing and transforming that alignment within the soul of them and their world around them. That's available, and it is for you. Claim your miracle. Allow your transformation to take place. Namaste, beautiful one. Namaste.